I'm John Schaefer, and this is the New Sounds Podcast, where we bring you an hour of new and unusual music that you can listen to wherever you like. If I say choral music, you might justifiably expect to hear a chorus, as you do in this piece by the English composer Gavin Bryars. Expressa solis is genuine choral music. But apparently, choral doesn't always mean vocal. And on this edition of New Sounds, on an hour of choral music, we'll have to put choral in quotes because we have works from the American composer Oscar Bettison and from the American ensemble called Mountains, both of which reference choral music in their titles, and neither of which use voices. I'm John Schaefer. It's New Sounds number 2925. We will actually hear this genuine choral piece by Gavin Bryars, actually sung in a live performance by New York's own Musica Sacra, conducted by Kent Tridle, and recorded live in concert so that we could broadcast it for you. That's coming up in just a little bit. Let's get started, though, with the composer and instrument inventor, Oscar Bettison. We've heard a little bit of Oscar's music on New Sounds in the past. He is the inventor of the wrenchophone, which is exactly what you would guess it is, an instrument made out of various sizes of wrenches. And when struck, the different sizes make different tones, and so he has one of the more colorful and unusual percussion instruments that you'll see. He also has a piece called Gauze Vespers. Now, you know, vespers are choral music. Vespers are sung, almost by definition. Not in Oscar Bettison's book or on his recording. Here is the piece, Gauze Vespers. It's an instrumental work and one that does have a kind of hazy quality to it, as the title promises, but no chorus. So that part of the title's promise is not fulfilled. Oscar Bettison is the composer, Gauze Vespers on New Sounds. Thank you. the softly chattering sounds of Oscar Bettison's Gauze Vespers, a Vespers performed not by a choir, but by a small ensemble, and that might be the wrenchophone that you're hearing sort of clanking towards the end of the piece, is a percussion instrument made of wrenches. Oscar Bettison, the composer. And in a moment, we'll hear some more music from the group Mountains, the title track from their album Choral, C-H-O-R-A-L, so in other words, choral as in chorus music, not choral as in coral reef. And yet, again, instrumental music from the group Mountains, as we're listening to some choral music with and without voices on this edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, we'll be listening to new music from India, although not from the, at least semi-familiar, north of India, the so-called Hindustani tradition represented by world-famous artists like Ravi Shankar and Ali Akbar Khan. We'll look instead at the slightly less familiar sounds of the music of South India, the so-called Carnatic tradition. It has a distinct sound, related, but I think even to a Western ear, considerably different from the sounds of the sitar and the tabla and the instruments of the north. In the background, you're hearing the Karnataka College of Percussion with a cross-cultural project that they did with the American sax and flute player Charlie Mariano some years ago. We'll hear from them. We'll hear from the South Indian electric violinist El Shankar, from the South Indian mandolinist U. Srinivas, and a number of others. That's tomorrow night at 11 on our next New Sounds here at 93.9 FM WNYC and online at WNYC.org. This is New Sounds, program number 2925. The group Mountains is a kind of post-rock ensemble built around the sounds of two guitars, usually acoustic, but there are many, many other sounds that get layered on top, and the album, entitled Choral, takes a kind of instrumental view of choral music. You know how a chorus can have this kind of massive sound and at the same time a very intimate one, a very atmospheric sound. Well, Mountains goes for that same atmospheric effect through instruments. And we're going to hear the title track from the album Choral from the band Mountains on New Sounds. Thank you. The band is called Mountains, and that is choral. There's no chorus, but they do get an almost genuinely choral effect going in the middle of the piece when all the instruments have been layered in and everything's kind of ringing and chiming. A really intriguing piece. Choral is the name both of this work and the album that it comes from. And Mountains is the name of the band. It's led by two guitarists, and you hear them kind of front and center only towards the end of the piece. And other than that, it's a pretty big ensemble that they've put together on this record. So that's two pieces so far that we've heard that both reference choral music without actually using voices. In a moment, we will hear one of the great choruses here in New York, Musica Sacra, and their conductor Kent Tridle, doing some music by the English composer Gavin Bryars. His piece coming up next. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, just write to us at our usual email address. Ask for playlist number 2925, and we'll be glad to send it back to you. Our email address, newsounds@wnyc.org. Even easier, you can go to the, well, easier for us, you can go to the website and do all the work yourself. Just hit the button, download the playlist for tonight's program or any other edition of New Sounds. All the playlists reside on the New Sounds page of our website at wnyc.org. And the shows are all there as well as audio archives. You can click a button, hear any show, anytime. Also, you can subscribe to our podcasts and leave a comment and get information on our upcoming New Sounds live concerts and all the rest on the New Sounds page at wnyc.org. This is New Sounds, and we've been listening so far to music that is choral in name only, not actually in terms of instrumentation. So about time that we actually hear a genuine chorus. And it is Musica Sacra, led by Kent Tridle. They do an appealing blend during the course of each season of old classics and new ones. Gavin Bryars, the contemporary English composer, wrote this piece called On Photography a couple of years back. There's a commercial recording of it, which we've heard in the past. This is the piece that is based on a Latin text, Expressa Solis, which is about the newfangled invention known as photography. It's a 19th century text by an Italian man who was, at the time, a cardinal in the Roman Catholic Church and would later become pope. And he took the advent of photography as yet another sign of, you know, the beauty in the world and proof that God wants us to appreciate beauty. So, fairly progressive text for a 19th century cardinal responding to a brand new technology, basically. On Photography is the name of the piece. Gavin Bryars, the composer. Here is Musica Sacra, recorded live at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola here in Manhattan, and Kent Tridle conducting.
Thank you.
Music by the English composer Gavin Bryars. The piece is called On Photography, a setting of a 19th century Latin text about the then new technology of photography, in praise of photography, by the man who would later become Pope Leo the 12th, I want to say, maybe 13th. Gavin Bryars, the composer, that much I know for sure. And this live recording made at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola on the Upper East Side, Musica Sacra, the New York-based chorus, conducted by Kent Tritel. And that's finally a bit of genuine choral music on a program of new sounds that we're calling choral music, with choral in quotes. We'll return to Oscar Bettison, the composer we began with tonight. We heard his Gauze Vespers, which, unlike any other Vespers I've ever heard, didn't have any voices in it. Similarly, this Chorus Number 2 from a larger suite called O Death also has no chorus in it. Chorus Number 2 features a kind of queasy sliding trombone, an electric guitar, because Bettison writes for rock bands as well as for classical ensembles, and some clanging percussion, which seems to be something you hear quite often in Bettison's work. So here is Chorus Number 2. No actual chorus harmed in the making of this recording. Oscar Bettison's music on New Sounds. Music here from Oscar Bettison, Chorus Number 2 from a larger suite, really interesting piece called O Death. And just like Chorus Number 1, it's scored for instruments, not chorus at all. And that's kind of been the way we've been going on this edition of New Sounds, with the exception of the Gavin Bryars piece, which genuinely did feature a chorus. We've been listening to some choral music that takes an instrumental approach. Hope you've enjoyed the program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the New Sound's all-purpose assistant, Karen Havlick, and our multi-purpose intern, Eric Foreman, for making this podcast possible.